Hey, good morning. It's Monday morning, 1 week before the kids go back to school, so I will have more time to work on other stuff. But anyway, I am doing my very happy 251s, backing tracks on YouTube and stuff like that this morning. And it's the first one of the day, got my coffee going. And what did I pull up here? I pulled up a A minor, the first thing I found that I could see the chords to on YouTube. Slow jazz backing track, A minor 251, and of course the chords are. That would be the B minor 7 flat 5. And then you go to E7. And then, of course, A minor. So, what we're going to do now is. So, I was playing around with a riff to play. I am going to target the fifth of every chord. So what is the fifth of every chord? Well, B minor 7 flat 5, that's simple. It is F, right? Not F sharp, it's F. So that would be up higher on the B string. It is number 6, the sixth fret. And that would be F. And then I want to hit the fifth of E7, which is B, of course. And then I want to end up on the fifth of A minor, which of course is E. So I'm just going to target those notes basically. Okay, let's hit it now. Let's go. There's the fifth of A minor. That is the fifth, flat five, B. And then we're hitting the E, sorry. Okay, you get the idea. I had fun with that. Okay, I'm gonna keep looking for other backing tracks, and I'll talk to you later. Bye for a second or so. Bye. Hey, how's it going? It's really coming down outside. It's raining a lot, so hopefully the sound doesn't bleed in too much into the microphone. But anyway, I was spending a lot of time on this one idea. And what is the chord progression? I want to get back to something more basic. I want to get away from the 251s just for a little bit. So the chord progression is G, D, E minor, and C. Of course, that's the one chord, the five chord, the six chord, the minor six chord, and C is the four chord. So I came up with something cool. I'll play the riff first, then I'll tell you the notes. So it goes like this. So what are the notes? The notes are C, B, G, A. Then it's C, D, E, F sharp, E. And then it's A, G, F sharp, E, F sharp. And then a harmonized sort of line here. A C and an E. An E and a G. And then a D and an F sharp. So basically, my thought is that I'm more or less targeting the second of each chord. So the second of G, of course, is A. So that's why I do a. And then the second of D is E. So that E is what I'm targeting, basically. But I'm, of course, going up to the third for a little bit there. And then I go to the F sharp, which is the second of E minor. There's the F sharp. And then this harmonized line I thought sounded cool because... What am I targeting there? Oh yeah, I'm targeting the D, which is the second. I'm ending up on that D there, D and the F sharp. And what is the F sharp? The F sharp is in relationship to the C. I don't know, it's harmonizing with the second. So what would that be? Oh, that's the... Oh, my brain's not working. Anyway, I'm targeting the D there. Okay, so let's play the line. And we'll see what it sounds like. Here we go. Yep, that's the general idea. So D, I'm trying to figure out what that is. G. It's like the flat five of C. F sharp is the flat five. It's like the Lydian sound. It's the Lydian sort of raised fourth, whatever you'd call that. So that's what the F sharp would be in relationship to the C major. So it's like a, oh, that's cool. That's like a Lydian sound right there. Anyway, that is the idea I'm going with that lick there. Okay, I'm going to keep looking for other licks. Bye for now. Okay, we're going to do a really simple one right now. I just picked up randomly. The next thing that showed up on YouTube was a Dorian mode, funky groove backing track with the keys A minor and D. Really simple. So what I came up with was this very simple riff that I just felt. I literally just felt it, and then I will tell you the notes in a second, but first I'm going to play it. So that is the nice changes over those chords. So what are the notes? It's like a, that's like a C, D, E, C, D, E. And then back to D, and then I pull off from F sharp to E. So that's the idea for that over the A minor chord. That's really cool. And then for the D, it's nice to pass through like a F sharp and A, harmonized thing, F sharp A, and then E, G, and then ending up on the D and the F sharp. Like that. And then I can, just to fill it out a bit more, I could go back to that first riff, like a, like so, the idea is. Okay, so let's play with a backing track right now. There's a little breakdown here. The harmony went away. That's kind of funny. Come on, let's get back to it. This always happens when I'm doing a backing track. There's a little drum break here. Here we go. It's back to the top again. Thank you. You get the idea. So, you know, with the first lick, I'm highlighting the C, which is the third, of course. And then there's the E, back to the D. And the F sharp, of course, is the sixth, going down to the fifth. And then it's really nice how I pass through that D chord with the F sharp and A. And then, and that's in between the E and the G, is right in between the chord, basically, the D major chord. And then I land nicely on the D and the F sharp. Nice passing note, the E and the G. Anyway, that's that idea. I talked enough about that. I'm going to keep looking for more ideas, and I'll be back soon. Bye for now. Okay, for this next one, I was randomly searching YouTube again, and the next one I put in, so basically backing track, chord progression, and took me to this idea that's obviously very Pink Floyd inspired version of Comfortably Numb. And of course, everybody knows the ending guitar solo and the chord progression. Everybody knows that one. So of course, I'll refresh your memory. If you don't know it, the chord progression is B minor down to A, right? And then it goes G, E minor, and then back to B minor. So again. So what am I going to do here? Well, this is a very cliche thing to solo over. So I'm basically targeting mostly the thirds, almost completely the thirds. So for that B minor, I'm targeting the D. And I just noodle around the D for a little bit. So basically I'm thinking in terms of playing this all in the D major scale. Of course, the D major scale. D major and B minor, they're relative major and minor to each other. So anyway, getting back to it, I'm targeting the D, which is the third of B minor. And then I do the next chord is C sharp, which is the third of A minor. And then I go up to that. Over the G, I go to the B, which is the third of G. And then I want to go down for the E minor, I want to hit that G. So I'm hitting the G, which is the third. And then for the very ending, I'm doing a 4-3. So the E to the D, 4-3 over the B minor. E being the four, D being the third. And then it's really nice to end on the open B string because I never really hit that root. So that's kind of a nice idea to go down to the root at the very end to really bring it home. Okay, I will play to it and you will hear. It's not the greatest idea, but I did it quickly. And, you know, it's good practice just to know where the thirds are for each chord, as you know. Okay, here we go. Oops, wrong spot, sorry. There we go. C sharp. Anyway, let's stop this now. You get the idea. So that's what I'm targeting for that one, basically. Okay, I'm going to keep looking for more ideas, and I'll be back soon. Bye for now. Hey, guys, what's up? I'm playing another really simple one I just stumbled across here. And the chords are basically it's not much to say, really. The chords are just G minor up to the C. So the first lick that fell out of my fingers was this one that goes like this. It's just it felt really natural and fun to play. It's really fun to play, actually. So what are the notes? The notes are C, D, E, F. And that is over the G minor, C, D, E, F. And I can just noodle around with that pattern, basically. Like just whatever, you know, just using those notes and do a natural noodling thing. Typical pull-offs and stuff like that. And then when I target that C, which is the major four chord in this case, so it's a modal thing. Because normally it'd be C minor, right? Like... But in this case, it's the major four chord. Okay, so what do I play over that C major? So I do a... So that is C, and then I target the E. Of course, that's the root and the third. And then I go to the F, which is the fourth. And then I go up to the fifth, which is G. And it's sort of nice to slide down with the, that is two, root, D, C, really basic stuff, you know. And those work really well. So let me play to the backing track and you can get an idea of this. Hold on 1 second here. It's really cool. You just got to get into a groove and you got to hit each note so it feels right. What did I say over the G minor? So I'm playing the C. That is the fourth. D is the fifth. E is the sixth. And F, of course, is the seventh. That the seventh of G minor. And then. Anyway, I explained that enough. I am now going to take a little break, get some green juice, and I'll be back in a little bit to do some more until about 10:30, and then I'm going to call it a day. Anyway, that was fun. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye for now. Hey, what's up? I'm back. Got my green juice. I'm ready to go. But my fingers are actually hurting, especially this riff I've just been practicing. So I don't know if I'm going to go much past 10:30 today. But anyway, I found a cool, something different. Randomly, I found it again. I'm not... looking for stuff. I'm just seeing what shows up in my feed on YouTube. So I found a hard rock power chords backing track in E minor. So there are no thirds. They're just power chords. So it's all like E5 and then D5 and then B5 and then C5. So I can just fill in the thirds and seconds. So forgive me, this is a really simple sort of idea, but it's a nice thing just to practice my precision on picking just with two strings. So the idea is something that goes like this. really simple idea. So what am I doing there? So I'm always droning the E, the open E string, the top open E string. So I'm targeting the G and the E, G and the A, I should say. And that's over the E5. So that would be the third, minor third, and A is the fourth, right? And then for the D power chord, I'm targeting the F sharp and the E. Sorry, is that right? Yeah, oh, F sharp and G, sorry. Always ringing that open E string. And then over the B5, of course, I'm targeting the D and the E. And that point, I'm hitting two E's at the same time. So that sounds kind of sort of rich sounding because you're hitting, you know, this sort of sound. Slightly like, slightly out of tune, like that Minnie Moog thing where you have one, the two notes, but one is slightly out of tune. So it has sort of rich sound. And of course, E is the fourth of B, like the sus four, but I'm going between the D and the E. And then for the C5, of course, I'm doing E and the F sharp. And of course, that F sharp, as I talked about earlier today, if I play that F sharp over C, it's that Lydian sound, right? Sounds kind of cool. Lydian sort of, Lydian. Lydian mode with the F sharp over the C. Anyway, I've been babbling enough here. Let me just play to the backing track and hopefully it doesn't do some weird like little drum interlude or something. And obviously the backing trap. The backing track goes into halftime sometimes and double time. And anyway, I'll get a feel for it. You can get a feel for it too when you listen to it. Okay, here we go. So he goes into halftime here. I want to get into the part where it's rocking more. Bum, bum. Gotta wait till it picks up again. Bear with me. Here we are on the C. Here we go. Ah, not yet. Damn it. E5, right? D5. C5, right? There's the Lydian sound. Here we go. Enough of that. Oh God, that's really hurting. Hanging on those thin strings is really starting to wear on my fingers. Anyway, I'm going to keep going a little longer now, and I'll look for more backing tracks. Talk to you later. Bye for now. Hey, I think this is going to be my last one today because the sun is out, the rain stopped, and I got stuff to do. And I think I've done enough ideas today. I don't want to overdo it. So I'm going to wrap it up after this one. So our last one for today, we have a guitar backing track, sad emotional guitar, B minor. So what are the chords? The chords are B minor, A, F sharp minor, very standard chord progression. So this would be the root, B minor, the flat 7, which is A. What is that? That is the minor 5 chord, which is F sharp minor. And then G. What is that? That is the 6 chord, right? the major six chord, major flat six chord, which is G major. Very standard sort of pop chord progression. A million songs are based on that chord progression. Anyway, so I was playing around with it, and I'm going to target the seconds, except for what's funny is when I hit that F sharp minor, it didn't really sound good to target. Well, you have to target the flat second because it's G, right, to stay inside the scale. So it didn't really sound as good to just hit the G over the F sharp right away. So it's like nice to kind of hit the F sharp first and then kind of go up to that flat second based on that F sharp minor chord. And then going up to that A over the G sounds fine. So basically the riff sort of sounds like. I'm just doing a lot of noodling, but I'm just targeting those seconds, except for that F sharp where I'm targeting more the root, as I said. So the idea is, here we go. Okay, let's play the backing track and we'll see how it goes. A, right? C sharp. B. F sharp and G. B, right? F sharp and G. A. A over G, right? Oops. F sharp and G. A. And then I just go up to the D. Okay, you get the idea. There's not much more to explain there. You know, I'm just targeting the seconds and then the root and the flat second over that F sharp minor, and I'm doing a lot of noodling. Basically, using the D major scale. So, you know, like. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun. I could keep going, but I'm not going to because I got stuff to do. And I'm probably going to do an Instagram post and stuff like that. Anyway, that was good fun. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Talk to you another day. Bye for now. See ya.